Okay, let's can some bruschetta. It is so easy because you do not have to peel your tomatoes. All you need to do is wash them very well and then cut the core out. Then look for any blemishes. No blemishes. Then take your tomato, preferably a Roma or a hearty, meaty tomato. Cut them in half, longwise, lengthwise. Then you're gonna cut this again, lengthwise. So now you have two slices. Then you're gonna cut this three times. Well, actually two times. One, two. So now you have three slices. Then as many as you need to. One, two, three, four. Make sure you use a sharp knife into the bucket. You're going to need nine cups. And I don't take the seeds out or anything, but if you don't want seeds in yours, take the seeds out. Whatever you want. You do you. So while this is happening, get your jars sanitizing in your hot water bath. They need to boil for at least 5 minutes. Then put your lids and your screw-on rings in a saucepan, because when your water's boiling, you're gonna dump some over the top to sanitize these. Having canned bruschetta around is so nice because you can just throw some on toast, you can throw some over some Boursin and cheese, and you have a quick, easy appetizer. Delicious appetizer, BTW. And then let's set that aside and get working on our liquids. Starts with 1 cup of white wine. Something you'd drink, probably. 1 cup of red wine vinegar. Full disclosure, I always use white wine, but I think they're interchangeable for the most part. Don't want this to go to waste. Half cup high quality H2O, 2 tablespoons of sugar, just to help balance out those acids, 2 tablespoons of basil, 2 tablespoons of oregano, 2 tablespoons of balsamic vinegar, lastly, 5 garlic cloves. Full disclosure, my garlic cloves were pretty small, so I used the whole head this time. I'm gonna give this a good mixy-mix, get it on the stove, bring it to a boil, then turn the heat down and simmer for 5 minutes. So while that's happening, go ahead and pluck your jars out and fill them with your tomatoes. Yes, it's that easy. Filling them to the bottom line. Once your 5 minute timer goes off, just go ahead and fill your jars. And you just want to fill to the bottom line. Isn't that beautiful? And using a plastic utensil, go around and get all of the air bubbles out. Very important, but there's nowhere for gross stuff to grow. Yeah. Then use a clean, wet rag to clean the rims. Why? Because nobody likes a dirty rim. And we want our jars to seal. All this work and your jars don't seal, you'll be pissed off. Then grab your sanitized lids and rings and screw them on finger tight. Done. Oop, done. Make sure you didn't crack the glass jar when you did that. Once your canner's back to a full rolling boil, go ahead and drop those in, process them for 20 minutes, set a timer, very important. Once your 20 minute timer goes off, go ahead, pluck them out of the water, put them on a cookie sheet lined with a towel to help protect them, and then don't touch them for 24 hours. That simple. Yeah. Yes, canning bruschetta is that simple. All right, giddy up, bitches. I hope you're trying it today, because that's the sound of the season. What season? Canning season.